hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Corsi, and I'm standing in today for John with the show. I'm looking forward to being with you for 2 hours, and we're going to cover a variety of subjects today. We're going to talk about the North American Union. We're going to talk about Ramos and Campion. We're going to talk about this bridge collapsing in Minnesota and its tie-in with the NAFTA superhighways. And there's a couple things. I want to take calls all through the show. I'm going to give out the call number. It's 800-313-9443. I'd like to focus a lot of the discussion, giving you a chance to ask me questions about and going over my new book, which is the Late Great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. This week it hit the number 6 on the New York Times business bestseller list, which really surprised all of us. That the New York Times categorized the book as a business book, and then it hit the bestseller list. It was on the extended New York Times bestseller list at number 28. So even though we haven't had books in the store, and I apologize for that, because we simply didn't publish enough. We're getting more published now. The second printing has been shipped. The third printing is in printing, but there should be some 20,000 of the books in the stores in August. That's enough to have the book climb the charts. Barnes & Noble's said they would do everything they can to feature the book. It's going to be, we have an agreement with Barnes & Noble's, it'll be in the front of the stores. So finally, you're going to be able to find the book in the stores. Though it's still important to go into the stores and tell them not to hide the book behind the cookbooks, to make sure they get it properly displayed and out there. If they don't have it, order it. That certainly helps. As it gets the book on demand, which again prompts the buyers for the book chains to order the book. I've left all the articles I wrote to create this book on WorldNet Daily and on Human Events Online. I want to make sure you know how to find them. If you go to WorldNet Daily or Human Events, just search my name, Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. You can see all the articles, and so they're there. Those articles are there free to read. And I'm going to leave them up because I think that's the background and the depth of you know, the different subjects. And you can see it, the ideas, and development of the ideas as we began to figure this subject out as I researched it and different parts of it became apparent to me. The book is good because it puts it all in one place. And I'd like to use this 2 hours to discuss the book with you. Call in 800-313-9443.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And this is Jerry Corsi today. I'm sitting in for John. I'm the author of The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada, WorldNet Daily staff reporter. And I want to encourage you to call in. I want to take as many calls as we can in the 2 hours that I'm with you. Call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to go to an article that I wrote in WorldNet Daily last week. It was on Vice President Cheney. Vice President Cheney wrote a letter to a constituent. We got a copy of it at WorldNet Daily. And the letter said that there's no secret plan to create a continent-crossing superhighway to facilitate the merger of the United States, Mexico, and Canada. And I get these regularly emailed to me. Senators, congressmen write letters to their constituents and say there's just no NAFTA superhighway. It doesn't exist. It's all a big urban legend, internet conspiracy. There is no such thing. Okay, now the vice president in his next paragraph stated, however, the Department of Transportation is going to continue to work with the state departments of transportation in the I-35 corridor, creating this to meet 21st century needs. Well, that's just the point. The what we call the NAFTA superhighway has been this NAFTA super corridor. It's I-35, And that's the main continental highway that we have in the United States that extends from Mexico all the way up into Canada. Goes, passes through Oklahoma, goes through Kansas City, goes through Minneapolis and through Duluth, Minnesota, on into Canada. So the vice president is just basically here playing a game that is gaming semantics. And I want to emphasize this. There's a lot of this going on in Washington, D.C., including within the White House. They want the vice president wants to deny that there's any move for North American integration, that is anything except the normal, you know, cooperation with friendly neighbors, even though the vice president knows that Interstate 35 is being to get put together to be a NAFTA corridor. He just doesn't want to call it that. Now, I also pointed out in the same article that we've got NASCO, N-A-S-C-O, which is the North American Super Corridor Coalition. And NASCO is a trade association there in Dallas, Texas. Now, NASCO does the same game. They say that a North American Super Corridor is not an NAFTA superhighway. I mean, why that distinction means anything to them, I don't know, but they keep saying that over and over again. Then they say there's no plans to build a new NAFTA superhighway. It exists as I-35. So there you are, right there on their website, NAFTA is admitting that there's a NAFTA superhighway. It's I-35. They just want to say it's not a super corridor, and it's nothing new. Well, I got under a Missouri Sunshine Law from Tiffany Melvin. She's the executive director of NASCO. I got a July 21st, 2006 email that she wrote, and she said, we have to stay away from Super Corridor because it's a very bad hot button right now. Well, again, I think these are the kinds of things that make it clear that our politicians, those people who are supporting NAFTA superhighways, recognize how politically sensitive the issue is, and they're trying to game the issue by not being forthright in what they state. I also published, we put on the internet a picture from the internet of the NASCO's first original website. Their opening page used to be a map that highlighted Interstate 35 in yellow. You'd see it like this big Y cutting across from Montreal in the east of Canada to Vancouver in the west, down through the heart of the United States, coming through Minneapolis, Des Moines, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Laredo, Texas, and then even connecting down into Mexico with Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla, these two ports on the Pacific. And when you look at this map, the original NASCO map, it was clear that this is a continental highway. When NASCO redid the map, and by the way, you can go to the Wayback Machine, which is one of the websites that highlights the way websites used to look like. You know, a lot of the people don't realize that, you know, the Internet has, as it were, almost a permanent memory. And the second makeover of this website for NASCO, they had the Internet, they had the Continental I-35 highlighted, but now the colors were all subdued. And in a light beige, you could barely see how the Interstate 35 corridor was formed as their NASCO super corridor. And the current website, they remade it totally. NASCO doesn't even have a map on the front of it. It's just some pictures of highways that you assume were taken along the Interstate 35 highway. So that's how the game is being played. I also referred into this article. There was a confrontation that occurred in the House. Jeffrey Shane, who is the Under Secretary of Transportation for Policy at the Department of Transportation, and by the way, in the Security and Prosperity Partnership Working Groups, he heads the Transportation Working Group for the United States. So it's a very central policy position within the Department of Transportation. In January, he got into an exchange with a congressman in a House subcommittee, and Jeffrey Shane said that NAFTA superhighways were an urban legend. Well, they started getting questioned then, and Representative Peter DeFazio, the Democrat from Oregon, he wondered out loud whether Shane was just gaming semantics when he answered a question by Ted Poe, because Congressman Ted Poe said that he that certainly Jeffrey Shane had to be aware of the Trans-Texas Corridor, this 4 football fields wide, new highway that is going to be built parallel to Interstate 35 as a new section of the Trans-Texas Corridor. And Jeffrey Shane said, no, he was not familiar with any plan at all related to NAFTA or cross-border traffic. Now, that's just not believable. I mean, it's just completely, it's denying the obvious. It's not believable. And Jeffrey Shane knows that that's the case. I pointed out where Secretary of Transportation Mineta spoke to a NASCO meeting, this NASCO Super Corridor Coalition, on April 30th, 2004, and he openly recognized, he said, the success of the NAFTA relationship depends on mobility, the movement of people, products, and goods across borders. And he praised this NASCO group for what they were doing to create a continental highway. That's the whole point of the NASCO trade group. What's the reality of this is as we quit manufacturing in the United States and we start importing from China, because we're allowing China to use slave labor, subsidize their currency, those are unfair advantages. When China has those unfair advantages, all manufacturing is going to go to China. Now, over time, what that means is we're going to have millions and millions of more containers from China coming in to carry goods and transports from China, because companies like Chrysler have even announced that they're going to go to China and manufacture cars and ship them back into North America, because, of course, it's cheaper to use Chinese slave labor than it is to use United Auto Workers to manufacture cars in North America. Now, to get all these containers, the projections of truck traffic mean that we're going to have between now and, let's say, 2035, in the next 20 years, next 20 to 30 years, we're going to have increases that are somewhere between 85 to 125% more trucks carrying containers from China and other forms of international trade. Our truck volume on the highways is going to be about 125% greater than it is today. Now, how our highways can handle that, how we can, already this bridge in Minnesota, which is on I-35, had almost 4,000 trucks going across it a day. I mean, this is the kind of number that is not sustainable in terms of the current infrastructure of our North American highways. That's why the reconfiguring of the highways is not just building a new highway for commerce. The Trans-Texas Corridor, 4 football fields wide, is not just to relieve congestion in Dallas on Interstate 35. The Trans-Texas Corridor goes around Dallas. The planners didn't spend any time or any work showing how it could connect to Dallas. The studies that drove that highway were not studies that analyzed the congestion at rush hour in Dallas on Interstate 35 and said, how do we relieve this congestion? The motivation of this new highway is to be what they call intermodal. Intermodal is the new term of trade in the transportation industry for how you handle containers. Containers come in through ships. Then they get transferred off to trucks and trains. They get brought up these corridors. They have to be brought up as cheaply as possible. Because, again, remember, the multinational corporations can get the goods produced in the Far East in China at a very, very low cost of labor using slave labor. Now they've got to transport these containers cheap. Otherwise, the advantage is lost. So these super highways are actually container movement systems that are intermodal. They're designed to link to the ports. From the ports, the containers get put onto trucks or trains. They get brought up to warehouses. From the warehouses, they get dropped, and they get delivered then in other trucks to local distribution, to the Walmarts and the Kmarts and the every other mart, to get sold. That's the overall pattern. You've got to see these denials. The vice president on down are just denials because they don't want the American people to see the whole picture, which is the end of American manufacturing and the end of our dominance of the world as a strong economy able to stand alone. That's the truth.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
This is Jerry Corsi, and I'm back with you. Standing in today for John, and we're discussing, I wanted to focus on the North American Union. It's the subject of my new book, The Late Great USA. I want to encourage callers. People can call in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I was just discussing with the last segment how Dick Cheney is denying that there are NAFTA superhighways. And yet I was pointing out how tremendously these interstate highways, north-south configurations, corridors, have got to be reconfigured if we're going to, in fact, have so many containers coming in the next wave of slave goods from China. If you just think about it for a minute, right now, our container traffic has been relatively small. It's not been a major portion of U.S. trade. There's always been some containers in the last few years, but now the volumes are growing dramatically at West Coast ports like Long Beach and Los Angeles. Now, the problems with Long Beach and Los Angeles is that there's union workers, longshoremen there, who have to unload the containers. And they have to then transport the containers long distances overland, which is expensive. Teamsters have to transport them or trains across the Rocky Mountains into the heart of the United States. Now, if you look at the geography, you can just continue sailing around the Baja and continue on to Mexican ports on the Pacific, like Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla. They're south of Texas. And these huge super container ships can carry, right now they're making them to carry 12,500 containers. The biggest container ships we've had so far have been more like 4,500 containers. This is like three times larger than any container ship you've ever seen. And anybody who's been next to a container ship knows how huge they already are. But they can be sailed with a crew of 15. So to sail these container ships from China, to keep them going a few days on water, to get them to Lazaro Cardenas and Manzanilla has a lot of advantages. Now you can pick them up with Mexican dock workers. They can be carried by Mexican trucks and Mexican trains into the heart of the United States. If the highway configuration is adapted, you can have ports like inland ports, like Kansas City, which is declaring itself to be an inland port. And you've got to ask, where's the water? Now, there's no water in Kansas City that justifies it being a port. Well, it's an inland port for the ports down in Manzanilla and Lazaro Cardenas, for the containers coming up north that can then be warehoused in Kansas City, intermodal, transferred from train to a truck, picked up within the warehouses and delivered to the local or regional Kmart, East and West, the Walmarts, and all the other marts. And Kansas City is a good switching point for any of the containers that have to go east and west. We're going to become a container distribution system, because as we're moving from a manufacturing society to a service economy, we're not producing goods to be exported. What we're doing is we're producing goods to be consumed. So our whole transportation system has got to be reconfigured to handle all of these containers, millions and millions, that are going to be projected to be coming in from China. I've been trying to write some articles in WorldNet Daily, and certainly the book, I devoted two whole chapters of the book to trying to explain how the NAFTA superhighways are working, including pictures in the book. Page 95, I've got the artist's drawing of the Trans-Texas Corridor. You can see these four football fields wide. They have special truck lanes and passenger car lanes east and west, a corridor in the middle for pipelines, oil, natural gas, a train, high-speed trains for freight, and supposedly inner-city passenger, although I doubt that will be really much need, tower electric along the side. We've never built a highway like this. It'll tear up huge amounts of Texas. Be financed by Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, an investment consortium in Spain. And as I point out in the book, ultimately the plan is to tear up 4,000 miles of these highways. Page 96, I show the 4,000 miles across Texas. Texas is going to become a distribution state, a gateway for the international goods from China, the food, the manufactured goods, also from South America and Latin America. It's a gateway state to take up 4,000 miles of Texas with these four football field wide highways. It's going to use 586,000 acres, and it's going to displace a million Texans. Texas is willing to do that because Texas is saying, well, they don't need the farmland or the ranch land anymore. It cuts up huge amounts of ranch land and farmland to build these highways. But for the multinational corporations that are going to be producing the food, the cost of U.S. labor is just too expensive. Much better to go with imported, even from China, if in fact the costs are less. This is Jerry Corsi. We're talking about my new book, The Late Great USA. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Jerry Corsi, call in. We'd love to talk to you on the show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The
because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
This is Jerry Corsi. I'm standing in today for John, and we're discussing my new book, The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. It's been climbing the charts. We'll see how it does today while we're talking. It's on Amazon.com. It started out the program at about 1,700. It's been down as low as number 10, and we'll kind of watch it to see how it goes through this hour and into the next. We're taking callers, 800-313-9443. Call. We'd like to talk to you on the show. And we have a call from Bill in Idaho. Bill?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Bill. How are you?
Blessed, obviously. Having you on the team is just obviously an answer from our Lord that obviously we're heading in the right direction, trying to wake up these people. I'm hoping that folks were listening to Alex Jones this morning. Omar, very old patriot in the community, called in and mentioned that it is imperative, if not now, when are people going to actually get this information on a tape or on a disc or on, some sort of transmission, even if it has to be a local CB or whatever way. Obviously, you're not doing this for fun. Either or a lot of us that have been involved nearly as long as yourself. But I was wondering, Is there a possibility sometime that you would be able to get Dr. Kaufman on with you? I know that you're aware of his efforts for the Republic early on. I don't know whether he's still in Lubbock, Maine or not, but he defeated them. It was one person doing the right thing on the right day that defeated these criminals back in the 90s, and it draws the attention to the fact that these corporate Nazi fascists do not go away. They have to be driven out. That means the same action that you're involved in, and that's informing others.
Well, I'm not sure if Kaufman's around or we can get him, but it's a good idea. It's an interesting idea. Do you want to tell people what he basically did, give them a quick summary?
Well, he was at the right place at the right time and informed Congress in the 90s with the Clintonistas in regard to the cordization of this country, Yukon to Yucatan.
Right.
The maps are still available. It was defeated by one vote, and I assume that the kind of information you and RBN and Genesis and a number of other Patriot
right.
sites try to put out, it was only by virtue of that one person being in the right place that bent the right ear at the right time.
Well, I think it's, I appreciate your comments, and I'm doing everything I can. I've worked with Alex Jones. I've been on radio shows tirelessly myself. I'm going to continue
it.
To do it because I want to get the word out.
Should we try to get Dr. Kaufman?
I'll talk with John about it. We'll see what we can do. It's a good suggestion.
Bless you. Thanks so very much.
Thank you for your call, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Really appreciate it.
Bye-bye, sir.
I want to pick up the theme we were talking about before in terms of the Snapchat Superhighway. I want to pick up a theme. I wrote an article today in WorldNet Daily on this bridge collapse in Minnesota over, it's on I-35, and it's over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis. Now, as you know, I-35 is the NAFTA Superhighway. This is the corridor we're talking about as the main NAFTA Superhighway, running from from Laredo, Texas, all the way on up through Kansas City, passing through Oklahoma City, then Kansas City, on up to Minneapolis and Duluth into Canada. Now, at first when this bridge went down, I said, well, okay, well, you know, so many of our bridges are dilapidated. We have 571,000 bridges in the country, and some 70,000 of them are reported as needing serious repairs. But then I thought, well, you know, look, this is right on Interstate 35. I started looking into the volume of traffic that's coming across this bridge, and truck traffic in particular, with the international trade coming down Interstate 35 on a continental basis. And I found, I unearthed a Federal Highway Administration report that went back to 1998. It was really the report that several states put together, and I think was one of the bases for the Texas Department of Transportation to decide to do the Trans-Texas Corridor. But what the report concluded was that the I-35 corridor's multimodal transportation hubs, and that means where air, water, rail, truck converge. Yes, it positions I-35 ideally to be a major route for the increasing levels of international trade. But then the report warned that over the next few decades, about 65% of I-35 will require major upgrades. The entire route will have a continued need for rehabilitating pavements, resurfacing sections of the highway, and providing replacements of some bridge decks. Bridge substructures and superstructures will also need to be maintained, requiring repairs to maintain the integrity of the bridges. Well, that's a study right there that was a major study that was published by several states. It's conducted by Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Minnesota. The Minnesota Department of Transportation participated and paid for the study, and they should have been warned right there. The Federal Highway Administration data shows that in 2002, there were 280.7 million tons of freight moving through Minnesota, 86% of it carried by truck. By 2035, that's going to double That's going to be 551.5 million tons, and 88% of it's going to be by truck. Now, this bridge had regularly truck traffic across it that was something like 4,000 trucks a day. There's no way that this bridge, with the reports, and I uncovered today, I'm going to publish them tomorrow in WorldNet Daily, that there's no way that this kind of truck traffic can continue with NAFTA superhighways bringing up more and more international trade without bridges being a major problem. We can't continue increasing the freight carrying by trucks on these north-south corridors designed to, you know, bring in these millions of containers from China and distribute them around with all the goods that we're going to be consuming, supposedly, in the stores, without having it cause major damage to our transportation infrastructure. And this collapse of the bridge across the Mississippi in Minnesota ought to be a wake-up call. If you take a look at how that highway is designed, when it comes to Minnesota and Minneapolis, it splits, and I-35 west, where the bridge is, takes all the trucks. I-35 east, that goes through some nice suburbs, actually prohibits trucks. So again, this is an interstate highway problem caused by NAFTA trade, and it's clearly linked to the bridge traffic. We have another caller. It's Gail in Texas. Gail?
Dr. Corsi, thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering if you had any input as to what you feel this is going to do to the unions, like the Brotherhood of Railroad Workers, the truckers, and also the longshoremen on the California coast.
Well, you know, that's a good question, Gail. Did you have something more you wanted to add?
Yes, sir. I was also wondering, I've emailed you earlier today wondering what this taking of land away from the tax base for the county roads and the schools, what do we do to contact people to get the Texas or any of the states to start thinking about this? Because when you start taking property off tax rolls, somebody's got to pick up the burden. And another thing, all these toxic products coming in from China, I'm just wondering, if you have a spill in a chemical plant, you have to tent the area and people have to go in and hazmat suits to clean it up. Why shouldn't this be going on with all these toxic materials coming in through our distribution stores here in the United States? Why should they be required to have toxic return stands out in front?
Well, these are good questions, and you did email it. People should know they can email me at jcorsi, J-C-O-R-S-I, at worldnetdaily.com. I do get those emails. And I've been dealing with these transportation issues since I was a kid. My father was the public relations director of the Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen, a railroad union, going back into the 50s and early 60s. He helped to create the United Transportation Union, which is the railroad union. And the railroad unions are very concerned about this because railroads like Kansas City Southern have bought into Mexican restaurant railroads, and they're calling themselves a NAFTA railroad. And over time, that's going to put pressure on U.S. railroads, especially as I'm certain, just like the NAFTA trucks, you know, the Department of Transportation is going to start letting 100 Mexican trucking companies roll their long-haul rigs anywhere in the United States they want to go. Well, that's going to put pressure on opening up to Mexican trains. All of this is designed to lower dramatically the cost of transportation, which translates into less earnings for railroad workers and truck drivers. And the competition they're going to be facing for Mexicans to do the transportation at lower costs is going to become very dangerous, not only when we realize the less training, the lower standards the Mexican drivers and railroad operators have typically had, but the huge volume of containers we're going to be requiring to come through the United States, which now will be increasingly carried by Mexican trucks. We've got to raise some serious issues here, which I'm trying to do, as to how dangerous this is going to be on our highways, what damage it's going to do to the interstates, and this issue of, you know, I'm trying to uncover the agenda that would lead the Texas Department of Transportation to even suggest doing this for football fields wide highway. The agenda is that they know that Interstate 35 in Texas can't handle the load. So they've gotten Cintra, this investment consortium in Spain, to finance the building of this Trans-Texas corridor, and that's going to be the alternative. Now, in terms of the land that's being used, you're right. Texas is going to take 586,000 acres off the tax rolls over the next 50 years to build 4,000 miles of these Trans-Texas corridors. It's going to tear up, you know, such land in Texas that 1 million Texans will be displaced by their land from their land. Texas is going to use a quick take. The way the quick take operates, on the 31st day after the Texas Department of Transportation has made you an eminent domain offer to steal your land, if you don't accept their price, they can take it anyway. And under the Kelo decision of the Supreme Court, even though that land is going to serve the interest of a private company, which in this case is Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, in Spain, you won't be able to do anything about it. And by the way, it's Rudy Giuliani, his law firm, Bracewell & Giuliani, that is the sole legal representative of Cintra in the United States. So Giuliani's benefiting from this highway, and I hope that these 1 million Texans who are going to lose their land remember that it was Rudy Giuliani's law firm that put Cintra in place to finance the highway. And the leasing rights for 50 years after this highway is built is going to go to Cintra in Spain. Texans are going to start paying Spain for the privilege to drive from San Antonio to Dallas on this road. And the non-compete provisions in the contracts with Cintra are going to mean the Texas Department of Transportation can't improve Interstate 35, or they'll have to make it such that Interstate 35 is a lot less attractive to drive. I'm sure the speed limits can be lowered, the road not as improved, and congestion stay in place, because the Department of Transportation in Texas will have an obligation to get Cintra the money that they've been promised in this contract. So, Gail, I appreciate your emailing me, and those were good questions.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I want to make a few more points here in this segment before we turn to another topic about what these NAFTA superhighways are going to, what complications they're going to cause people. It's not just the Trans-Texas Corridor. There's a whole series of these north-south highways being planned. And I, again, in the book, devote some space to that. I put a chart showing you the various north-south routes that are planned. A route called Canamex, Canada to Mexico. Well, that's being planned to be built such that it will come down through Las Vegas and cut right into New Mexico. There is a ports to plains corridor. That's the chart of that on the book is on page 121. The ports to plains corridor, it's going to come on down through Denver. Of course, in Denver, again, you have to say, where's the water? There's certainly not the Platte River they're talking about. Well, Denver is going to be an inland port because, again, they're looking at connecting down to Lázaro Cárdenas. They're going to come up from Laredo, Texas, using the same Trans-Texas four football field-wide corridor design, coming up through the Panhandle in Oklahoma, and enter Denver by Lyman on Interstate 70. There's I-69 that's planned. It's going to be constructed and connecting going on the eastern route from Laredo up by Houston. It will ultimately cut into Canada by Michigan. And then I-95 will be another corridor on the east coast. That there's already a corridor, multi-state corridor association, supporting the development of I-95 as a north-south container highway system, intermodal, that will be designed to bring containers up from China again. These container ships, they're going to create a new Panama Canal, deeper and wider, so these container ships, 12,500 containers, can pass through it, and the new container ships will then go to Houston and to New Orleans, which are already taking in a great deal of Chinese container traffic from the smaller ships, and go up the corridors north-south there, and also even on over to Miami, because right now ships from China to get to Miami pass through the Suez Canal, and it's too expensive. This route will cheapen the cost of transportation again, and the whole impact here, all these ports, Hutchison Whampoa, a communist Chinese company, port management company, comparable to Dubai ports from Dubai that we stopped from being able to operate ports in the United States in a severe fight, beginning of the second term of the Bush administration. Now we're finding that Hutchison Whampoa, communist Chinese port operating firm with close ties to the Chinese military and the Communist Party in China, operates Manzanilla and Lazaro Cardenas, both ends of the Panama Canal, and they have a deal in place with Lockheed Martin. They're working with NASSCO, this North America Super Corridor Coalition, to put RFID, radio frequency ID, sensors all up and down Interstate 35. This Jerry Corsi, I guess pretty soon China's going to know everything we do. You can call in at 800-313-9443. Jerry Corsi sitting in for John. Call in 800-313-9443.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Thank you.
This is Jerry Corsi. I'm sitting in today for John. We're talking about my new book, The Late Great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada. We've been discussing the NAFTA superhighways and this bridge collapse in Minnesota, which I managed to tie towards the increased NAFTA truck traffic on that bridge and the warnings that the state had that, in fact, the bridge was in danger. I'm encouraging people to call in. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. Call in, and I'll be happy to take your calls. And we've got Jake in Louisiana. Jake?
Hello, Dr. Corsi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure and an honor to speak with you.
Well, thank you.
I may be just a hair off the subject here, but I've been pondering this the superhighway system, and according to what I can see, it's designed to bring in many millions of tons of products a year. But if you look at it the other way, these trucks and trains will be leaving empty from the
right.
cities where they're delivering this, which means we don't have a viable economy in the United States.
That's the problem with this whole model. And I've been arguing that, too. I think you're exactly right.
I think what we're getting down to is if the American people have no industry to speak of other than the military-industrial complex, which is essentially financed by printing money, and a significant portion of the rest of our economy comes from government checks, again, with created money, we have an economy based on the creation of money.
Correct.
And when the dollar collapses, we will no longer have any economy at all.
Well, that's right. And, you know, in World War II, Franklin Roosevelt could say we were the arsenal of democracy because we could turn the manufacturing capacity of the United States into producing a military that, you know, defeated Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. We couldn't do that anymore. We've lost the manufacturing. A service economy doesn't make anything.
That's right.
If we're just a consumer economy, you know, trading fiat money.
Basically, I think what's happening to us is we essentially have had our economy taken away from us. We are a people without an economy, without a true economy at all, except
right.
Based on fiat money, which is created out of thin air, and for which we are indebted. According to what I can learn, in 1913, essentially, a rogue group of congressmen, along with President Wilson, essentially co-signed our names to a note.
That's what with the Federal Reserve System,
so,
money that's printed, we're indebted over.
Exactly. But basically what it boils down to today, with the dollar approaching value of zero, is whoever owns these dollars can foreclose on us.
Well, that's right.
And literally take our country.
And increasingly it's the Chinese. Chinese have, with our huge trade deficits to China. As I show in the book, China's now got $1 trillion in foreign exchange reserves, $1 trillion, and that $1 trillion is most any country's ever had in the history of the world. 80% of it is in U.S. dollar assets, and when China says it doesn't want to hold as many dollar assets because of the decreasing value of the dollar, it pushes the dollar even further down. And I've said this credit bubble is bursting right now.
Oh, yeah.
Stock market may have gone up 270 or 80 points today, but it went down 280 points on Friday.
Well,
the volatility in this market is the beginning of